Now back to the weekend military actions in Libya and Somalia. President Obama is vowing that suspected al-Qaeda leader Abu Anas al-Libi, captured in Libya on Saturday and now being held on a U.S. warship, will be brought to justice. Jeffrey Brown has our newsmaker interview.
We discussed the raid in Libya and its aftermath with President Obama's chief counterterrorism advisor, Lisa Monaco. Welcome to you. In his press conference today, the president said, where we've got active plots and active networks, we're going to go after them. Was there an active imminent threat in the case of al-Libi?
Well, I think, Jeff, what you saw here was a demonstration of the incredible professionalism of the men and women of the armed forces in conducting the raid that occurred over the weekend. Anas al-Libi did pose a threat to the United States as a senior al-Qaeda member and somebody who is also charged in an indictment for his role as part of the al-Qaeda worldwide conspiracy.
One of the questions that arises in a case like this, is there a clear standard in determining when the U.S. goes into another country?
The standard is one to go after those who would seek to do us harm. And what you saw in the case of the al-Libi raid was, frankly, the unrelenting focus of the United States government to go after and to not forget, no matter how long it takes, to go after those who would seek to do us harm.
Well, so was it more for the past, what he had done in the past that he was indicted for, or was it for some kind of imminent threat that he was involved in?
Well, I think with the case of al-Libi, he certainly poses a threat and did pose a threat. He's now in the custody of the United States military, but he did pose a threat as a senior member of al-Qaeda, but he also, as has been said and has been demonstrated, is a charged al-Qaeda member.
He's being held on the ship. Today you had Libya's prime minister say that he should be tried in Libya. You've had Republicans say he should be sent to Guantanamo. We've seen civil libertarian groups say he should be read his Miranda rights and treated as a criminal under U.S. Criminal law. What exactly is his status?
His status right now is that he's being held by the United States military, consistent with the laws of war and with the authorization for the use of military force. What this raid demonstrated and what this operation demonstrated is our top priority is to go after those who do pose a threat and who seek to do us harm, but also to always first, if we can, capture and obtain intelligence from those individuals.
But do you expect him to be brought to trial in the United States?
So I'm not going to get ahead of that process, but what I will say